Good afternoon, everyone. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We got a very exciting show today. We are having a guest, man running for U.S. Congress by the name of Bob Parker from the state of Missouri. I think you're really going to enjoy this interview. We're going to start with Bob right after the first break in about 3 or 4 minutes. I want to mention a couple of things today. Right after our show, Michael McKay, who has the show entitled Radio Free Market from Behind the Lines of Socialism, who's been doing a fabulous job. I hope you've listened to his show. If you haven't, you definitely have to catch his show. And he's been having some incredible guests on his show, including the author of Meltdown and many others. Great interviews. Today he's having Dr. Art Cardin on, who's the economics professor at Rhodes College. And he's going to be talking about the myths of capitalism. Michael has told me that this is going to be one of his best interviews ever. So that's right after our show, starting at 1 o'clock Central Time. So I definitely want to mention that. I also want to mention that, as always, the main theme of this show is to create a paradigm shift to freedom. That's why I wrote Common Sense Revisited, which is, I look at it as an update of the original Common Sense by Thomas Paine, which did create a paradigm shift in this country, which led to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Everyone needs to understand that they have the God-given power to make their own decisions in their life and run their own life. And we do not need government institutions to tell us what to do and to rule us. And that was the main theme of Common Sense. It's the main theme of Common Sense Revisited. And in Common Sense Revisited, we talk about how when people realize that and we have a bottom-up government structure where the individual has the power and not the government, not the corporations, not the religions, not the institutions, but the individuals have the power, that was what creates freedom. That's what creates prosperity. That's what creates happiness, human happiness, peace instead of war, and all the things that we really want in life. It all has to do with individual indigenous power and freedom and human liberty. I want to talk a little bit today. I haven't seen it yet, but there's a new movie out, a new Michael Moore movie out called Capitalism, A Love Story. I just got a really nice review of it from a fellow by the name of Michael Coville from San Diego, California. He actually went to a private screening of the movie where Michael Moore was in attendance. Pretty scary, actually, his report on this, but you might want to take a look at this. Michael Moore Kills Capitalism with Kool-Aid is the name of the article. Michael Moore Kills Capitalism with Kool-Aid. You can just Google it and read this article. But I want to, I just want to start the show today by reading something that he has in the show. And that's it. This is pretty amazing. At one point, he kind of ends the movie with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I guess this is recently recovered film of FDR. And he basically says, quote, regardless of station, race, or creed, we need an economic bill of rights for all. And the right to a useful and remunerative job in the industries or shops or farms or mines of the nation. The right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation. The right of every farmer to raise and sell his products at a return which will give him and his family a decent living. The right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad. The right of every family to a decent home. The right to adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health. The right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment. The right to good education. Now, when this film ended with that speech, I guess the whole theater of 400 people stood and cheered wildly for FDR's proposal. When we get back, we're going to have Bob Parker, and we're going to talk about what this means. What is the implication of this for America? So stick with us. It's going to be a great show. We'll be right back.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Thanks for coming back this afternoon, everyone, to Common Sense Revisited. I'm Clyde Cleveland, your host for today. The show is Common Sense Revisited. We have an excellent guest today. I'm very excited about this guest. We've been talking this morning, and I think you're really going to like this guy, and I think you're going to have a lot of questions for him. His name is Bob Parker. Bob, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Excellent. Okay, we can hear you very well.
Great.
Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We want to jump right into it. Did you hear the quote from FDR that I read right before we brought you on?
No, they logged me on too late.
Okay, good. Let me just go over this again. I want to ask you what you think. Basically, Michael Moore's latest film ends with this quote from FDR, and what FDR proposed, and the crowd went wild. So this basically sums up what Michael Moore believes. This is a Bill of Rights that FDR proposed. He called it a second Bill of Rights, where the government would guarantee these things. In other words, if it's a Bill of Rights, and what he's saying is that everyone has a right to a useful and remunerative job. Everyone has a right to earn enough to provide adequate food, clothing, and recreation. The right of every farmer to raise and sell his products at a return, which will give him and his family a, quote, decent living. The right of every business, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home and abroad. We're going to guarantee that to abroad, monopolies abroad. The right of every family to a decent home. The right to adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health. The right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment. and the right to good education. Do you think our government should guarantee all these rights?
No. I mean, that's just a basic socialist pipe dream that, you know, it hasn't worked anywhere in the world. They're still trying to do it, but, you know, sadly... Well, I say sadly, I don't know, you know, I guess I'm glad in a way it doesn't work. It just goes against everything that works in the real world.
Yeah, in the real world, that's it. This is like an illusion. But apparently when he was in a screening with 400 people, this the fellow who wrote this article, and the crowd just went wild. And, you know, his Moore's whole theme is that, you know, we just need more of government to be able to guarantee all these things. And, you know, my feeling is when I read this is, you know, and people, and I know a lot of people, I mean, more of the people that my wife and I hang around with believe in this kind of stuff than don't, you know, and we know a lot of people, and it's just like, how do you explain that the government can't guarantee these things? And if you have a government, see if you agree with me on this. If the government is large enough to guarantee all these things, then the only thing that will be guaranteed is that the government will be so huge and so big and there'll be so much debt that everyone will be poor and that very few people will have any of these things except for the ruling elite.
Well, the quote on my website is, I have one quote on the top front of my website, a government that's big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take away everything you have. You know, that was a Thomas Jefferson quote.
Jefferson has a very succinct way of putting things, doesn't he?
It's very good. It's very very simple.
It's very simple. And here's the thing that I was thinking when I read this, and I've been thinking about this for a couple of days. I was saying, maybe you might want to try this in your campaign, say that you believe in a guarantee of all these things that FDR is talking about. You actually believe that they can be guaranteed. The difference is you know that the government, throughout 5,000 years of history, that a government can't be the one to guarantee these things. But there is one entity in the world that can guarantee those things, and that's each individual. You can guarantee all those things for yourself. You have that ability. Every human being has the potential within him or hers humanity, their nervous system, their human physiology, their brain, their emotions, their ability to create what they want in life, to create their own reality. So they can guarantee that, but they just have to decide.
Our founders, I mean, our country was founded on the basic premise that God created us with certain inalienable rights, rights that we can't be separated, the rights to life, liberty, and happiness, the rights to property, and our Constitution guaranteed those God-given rights. That's how the whole thing was set up. I mean, maybe some people don't believe with the God part of it. I personally do.
Right.
But that's how it set it up. And the Constitution, if we want everyone to have prosperity and freedom and good health care and all those things, I mean, private enterprise is the way to guarantee those things. I mean, I guarantee it as well as you can. Level the playing field, treat everyone fairly, give them, you know, protect their liberties and their freedoms and give them opportunity. And then it's up to them to make sure that they can, you know, earn enough money to hire a doctor, take care of their family. But they have the opportunity to go out there and produce and to find their place in the world. But when you try to guarantee everyone has a right to health care, and we're going to give everyone the same level of health care, you're going to have to take money from people that are out there trying to produce and give it to people on the other end of the spectrum. And we've seen how that's been working in America. I mean, you just step back. How's that working for you, America?
Yeah, exactly. And so, and plus, here's the other thing. Whether it's health care, whether it's welfare, whether it's education, as soon as you get the government involved, and these are real numbers. What was the guy's name? It's escaping me right now. But he's done all the research, all the government research. For example, the Department of Education, 75% of the money that's spent on education in this country that goes to the federal government stays in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Only 25% comes back. In welfare, all the welfare programs, this guy took all the numbers of all the welfare And what he found was all the welfare programs, 75 to 80% of the money stays in Washington, D.C. and goes to the or to the bureaucracies that are in the rest of the country. But it all stays with the bureaucracy, 75 to 80% of the money. Only 20% comes back. Whereas with private charities and private organizations, take Habitat for Humanity or any of those, over 80% of the money that's raised in those goes to actually help the people. So, I mean, any time, whenever you get the government trying to guarantee these things, you're going to have enormous waste, enormous bureaucracies that have really no intention of ever solving a problem because their bureaucracy would go away. So
I could not agree with you more, Clyde. I think you nailed it on the head right there.
So I think the combination of what we both said is this, is that, yes, it's up to every individual can guarantee their own ability to all those things that FDR was talking about. But what you said is right, too. They can only be able to do that in an environment of liberty and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in an environment of government oppression where government is wasting 80% of the resources that we make and spending our children and grandchildren's money for the future, there's not going to be enough resources to go around. It's just going to create poverty for everyone.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and that's exactly what's happening in America. I mean, you know, to have wealth, for a country to have wealth, for a country's people to have wealth, you have to have people that are producing.
Yes.
I mean, you have to have a strong agriculture. You have to have strong mining. You have to have strong manufacturing. You know, you have to have strong production in a country. You know, when you tax and regulate and do all these things, not that there doesn't need to be some oversight and some things, you know, but when those become excessive, when taxes become excessive, when overregulation becomes excessive, people stop taking the risk that it takes to produce. And that's what you're seeing. I mean, look around America. I mean, the jobs are shutting down. They're being exported. There's a lot of reasons for that, you know, if you want to get rid of something, tax it. If you want to have more of something, subsidize it. And I think, you know, any area you look at, that if you just keep it simple, you'll understand how some of this is working.
Yeah, that's very excellent. We have a question. You want to take a question right now?
Sure.
Okay. Johnny from Oregon. Are you on, Johnny?
Hi, I am.
Yes. Go ahead, Johnny.
I have a couple quick points for you. First is a great show. I'm enjoying it a lot. Just wanted to say that Roosevelt, he was kin to these Federal Reserve bankers. I'm not sure in what way, but he is definitely cut from that cloth. So Moore's idea that he's some sort of hero for the American people is misguided. The second thing is that you notice that on the quote from Moore's film, it says that you're allowed a decent wage. It doesn't say you can invent something and get filthy rich from it. You know, you
right.
can just subsist, you know, and that's just totally against everything American. I just wanted to throw that out to you. Great show, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Johnny. Go ahead. You want to comment on that?
Well, I can agree with him more. You know, when you start trying to control people's income, you know, you're just, you know, you're just going to take away their incentive to produce. I mean, look around the world. I mean, America, we are unique. We are the only ones that have founding documents like we have. We are the only one with a constitution like we have that guarantees these freedoms and has unleashed this work ethic that we have in America, this revolution of freedom that we have. I mean, if you look at the patents filed around the world, the majority of them have come from the United States. I mean, this has worked in America. And we have just got to remember that, and we've got to go back to what has worked, and that is liberty. That's what's in our founding documents. That's what's in our Constitution. We've got to go back to that. If we want to keep this country strong and headed in the right direction, that's where we've got to go, and we are not going that direction. We're going the other direction. We all know that, and we've got to get back to our founding principles.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, thanks a lot to Johnny for chiming in there. And there's just one more thing on this, on Michael Moore that I wanted to talk about. I'm going to bring it up now. We're close to a break here. He has a great quote in here from Milton Friedman a little bit further on in his expose on this movie that I want to read. And then we'll discuss that when we come back from the break. But don't go away. Show's just getting rolling here. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
We're back, everyone, with Common Sense Revisited. This is Clyde Cleveland, your host, and our guest today is Bob Parker from Missouri, who's running for U.S. Congress. We were talking about this FDR quote that's used in the Michael Moore show, the new Michael Moore show, the film is called Capitalism, A Love Story. And I'm reading a review from a fellow by the name of Michael Covell from San Diego, California, who attended a private screening of the film. And it's a great letter. I would suggest that you read it, go online and Google it. It's called Michael Moore Kills Capitalism with Kool-Aid. And it's really good. We were discussing this quote from FDR where he was proposing a new Bill of Rights where everybody is guaranteed everything, and including a home and health care and recreation and everything else. And the fellow who writes this, Covell, talks about that quote reminded him of a show he saw with Phil Donahue. And on that show, he was interviewing Michael Donahue was interviewing Friedman, Milton Friedman, and he asked Friedman if he had ever had a moment of doubt about, quote, capitalism and whether greed's a good idea to run on, end quote. Friedman was quick in response, quote, is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? You think Russia doesn't run on greed? You think China doesn't run on greed? The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from the kind of grinding poverty you're talking about, the only cases in recorded history are where they have had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worse off, it's exactly in the kinds of societies that depart from that. So that the record of history is absolutely clear, there is no alternative way so far discovered of improving the lot of the ordinary people that can hold a candle to the productive activities that are unleashed by a free enterprise system, end quote. What do you think of that quote, Bob?
Well, I think it's good. I kind of had a thought while you were reading that about greed. You know, people equate capitalism with greed so much.
Yes.
And that's what drives America is this greed, and it's tied into capitalism. I know there's a lot of greed in capitalism. Don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of greed mixed in there. That's just human nature. But I think you can have capitalism without greed. I mean, I think Americans and people in general are wired to work and produce. I think that's how we were created, to be productive. I think people were creative to take care of their family, to be good stewards of the land, to produce, help their neighbor, help people that are down and out. And they're wired to produce and be active and work, but they want to be rewarded. They don't want that stolen from them. I mean, why are they going to exert all this energy and effort to produce and then have the government to come along and take half of it or more than half of it? I mean, that kills their incentive to do that. I don't think we work, and I don't think I've worked and done the things I've done just because greed, because I just want to amass as much money as I can. I'm just wired to do that. I want to be productive. I want to be able to have the resources to help others and do things and care for my family. So I think there's a whole, I don't equate capitalism with greed like that. But yeah, there's a lot of greed in America, and that's wrong. But
as Friedman kind of turned that, he said the world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. And
exactly.
That's really true. And everyone does, and everyone wants to see their work and their efforts rewarded. I mean, that's just nature. Have you ever heard of a study done by a fellow by the name of Abraham Maslow? It's really a fantastic study. And what Maslow found, what he did was he studied self-actualized people. And what he found in his studies, and I'm going to sum it up here, it's a vast study, and I've read the whole thing and I've studied it. But basically what he found was that once people satisfied the basic desires, the basic needs of home, shelter, food, these kinds of things, once they've gotten that done, what they tend to do is they start to think of helping other people. And it's a natural tendency. Mm-hmm. And it's part of how we are built as human beings. We are built to continually to achieve and grow and evolve and eventually reach a highly evolved state of self-actualization.
I agree completely.
Yeah, and somebody who this is a great study. I read it when I was in college 40 years ago. And I did a whole paper on it, and it's really had an impact on me because at that time I was a Democrat socialist. I was in college, and I read that study, and it started me thinking about human potential and how we can achieve this human potential. And then I realized, well, I read the study, and I thought, well, my goodness, if human beings are wired to, once they satisfy these basic needs, then start to help other people, well, we should organize ourselves so people can satisfy those basic needs as quickly as possible. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I mean, how are you going to get food for the hungry from people that are hungry themselves?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
It's just common sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for I'm kind of a utopian. I have to admit it. I really am. I think we could create a utopia in this country, but it's going to be based on the free market.
Exactly.
And allowing people to develop their full potential as human beings. And boy, these breaks are coming fast, aren't they? we're getting music again for another break. When we get back, Bob, well, let's get into some health care and some other things, some other issues, okay? All right. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Plastic Surgery Center. Can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having 8 spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Welcome, everyone. We're back with Common Sense Revisited, and our guest today, Bob Parker, running for U.S. Congress from the state of Missouri. His website is electbobparker.com, electbobparker.com. Is there anything else, Bob, that you want to get out to people in terms of how to contact you?
Well, they can contact me there. There's email links on electbobparker.com.
Okay.
I guess the main thing people should realize that are listening, I know it'll strike a chord. I'm running against an incumbent that's been in there for 13 years, and voted for the banker bailout and cash for clunkers and these unconstitutional programs. So I'll be running in the primary against her in the Republican primary, and just want people to realize the differences between, what quote-unquote Republicans have been doing and what a real constitutional conservative Republican wants to do. There is a huge difference.
Well, Bob, anyone, I don't care what their party label is, anyone who voted for those bailouts should be out of office.
I agree. I've said that in my speeches, Clyde. Anybody
right.
who voted for the bailouts, especially that big banker bailout, I mean, they should leave quietly and let real people who understand the Constitution take over the helm.
And be happy that they aren't being charged with treason.
Exactly. I mean, really, unbelievable. It's unbelievable how anybody could support a bailout like that and the subsequent bailouts. It's just It just goes beyond understanding.
Well, I love that quote. There was a quote from Feinstein. I don't know if I'll get it right, but basically she's admitted that 98% of the phone calls that she was getting, phone calls and emails that she was getting were against the bailout. And so that means that we need to work really hard to make sure we get those bailouts passed, was essentially what she said.
Right.
You know, imagine the hubris of these people. And our Senator Grassley here, the Republican senator from Iowa, voted for the bailouts as well. And he deserves to be beaten. I don't know if we're going to be able to find anybody to run against him. These guys have been in there for so long. After a while, it's like, it's just almost impossible to defeat
them. Well, here in southern Missouri, I've been speaking at some Tea Parties and 9/12 events and things. And one thing with the media here, they haven't even put out any of these bailout votes and stuff. A very limited, people just are not aware that their so-called conservative rep has been supporting these things. And I've talked, and the amazing thing is I've talked to people holding no more bailout signs in their hands, no more cash for clunker signs in their hands, and talked to them about the voting record of the representative, and they've accused me of lying about their record. I mean, they don't even know, they don't even understand what the record is. Like, oh, she would never vote that way. She would never vote that way. It's like people don't know, and the media is not telling them. As a matter of fact, the largest town, city in my district has not even run a release that I'm running for office, that I've been running for 2 months. They won't even put in their paper that I'm running. I mean, the kind of media blackout that, you know.
Well, I'll tell you some good news is you're getting all kinds of phone calls, and we got to get to some of them because you're generating a lot of interest right now. So, first of all, I want to tell everyone, if you can go to electbobparker.com, and I don't care if you give them a dollar, if that's all you can afford, if it's $5, whatever you can afford to send Bob's way, he obviously is going to need money to defeat the machine.
Oh, we need money. I hate to beg for money, but, especially where you have the media blockout, it takes money to get. If we get this message out there, we're going to win the seat. We will win this seat. This is a conservative district. I need help getting the message out, and we're going to win this seat.
All right, you got a call from Mark in Texas. Mark, are you still with us?
Bob, good luck to you on your run, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
I hope it works out well for you. But I've been thinking for a long time, let's just go ahead and get everything out in the open the way I think it'll work, because right now there's a big movement to blow out Congress and just put new faces up there. But if the truth be told, with all the public-private partnerships that's going on, where they said that it would actually shrink the size of government, we were sold a pig and a poke.
Oh, yeah.
On that, totally sold a pig and a poke. But why don't they, when all these freshman congressmen get up there, you ever been to a cattle auction?
Yeah, I'm a cattleman, Mark.
What we need to do is just hold it like a cattle auction. Have a barker up there. And here comes this one. Let's say the energy industry in one section in the stands. Have the insurance industry in another. Have, Chamber of Commerce in one section. Waltz the guy out, and I hear the barker now. Here we have the new freshman representative for the district in South Carolina. He comes from good stock. Bidding will start at $1.5 million. Do we have any takers? And just bid it out in the open so at least we know who's behind these rascals.
That's a really good one, Mark.
Well, it's the truth, guys, because that's exactly what goes on behind closed doors.
No, it's exactly right. You're exactly right. And that's why the bailouts occurred, Mark, because the bailouts occurred because Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and all these big, huge companies are the main financers of the political campaigns, and both Republicans and Democrats.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So one more thing about this auction. I hear the barker now. And by the way, we have 3 transgressions on him. You can pretty much get him to do whatever you want through blackmail, and those 3 will go to the high. That information will also go to the highest bidder.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, guys. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. And now we have Michael in New York. Michael, are you still with us? Go ahead.
Sir, gentlemen. Hey, Bob, and good luck to you as well. You know, up with your comment with Goldman Sachs and these big corporations, which clearly points out we don't have capitalism. Anybody thinking we're operating in an economic capitalist-type system, they clearly don't have much vision working. We're in a monopolist system, and these dirtbags that run our government, that control all the big, that created all the corporations and run them, are monopolists. They kill competition. They drive it out. And that's why our country's dying. They got a chokehold on us. They're strangling us to death. There's no competition. And what is real capitalism? It's not greed. Greed is everywhere. Capitalism is the best ideas always rise to the surface and prevail. That's capitalism. When Tesla came along, D.C. was the greatest thing going for electricity by Edison. It was sweeping around the planet. It was the future. No competition. All of a sudden, this guy Nikola Tesla comes along, a young kid, with a better idea. They fought against it, did everything they could to suppress it, but he prevailed by the grace of God, and now A.C. is everywhere, alternating current electricity. And so that's true capitalism, and we don't have that. We haven't had it in a long time. And I'll give you an example, gentlemen, as far as in the health industry, how much of a fraud that is in another racket with all this, the insurance coverage and all that. I, and quite a few listeners may be listening right now, will testify to this. I know how to cure and heal and everything. You name it. So fast, so easy, and so cheap, everybody's always stunned. Now, even though it's $25 here, $40 here, but if you got a family and you need a few bottles of this and that, starts that up, and you say, you know, Mike, my insurance doesn't cover that. I say, well, there's the scam. Why doesn't the insurance company recognize a guy like me that says, hey, I don't need a knee operation, which will cost you thousands of dollars, and my knee may never be right again after that. This guy only wants 25, maybe $50, and my knee's going to be fine, and that's all you got to cover, insurance company, saving you thousands of dollars. But no, the insurance companies don't even acknowledge that.
Right.
That's a racket, gentlemen.
Yep, you're right. Hey, Michael, thank you very much, and let me just add to
God
what
bless,
you're saying.
Guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Michael, and everyone listening now, if you haven't read it yet, you need to read End the Fed. End the Fed by Ron Paul. That book, I would add Meltdown by Thomas Wood. Those two books combined, but especially End the Fed by Ron Paul, will explain why we haven't had capitalism for about 100 years in this country. It started in 1913 when we allowed the central bankers to come in partnership with the government to manipulate our economy, our interest rates, our system of credit, and our entire monetary system.
Yep.
So we don't, he's right, Mike is absolutely right, we don't have capitalism and haven't had capitalism for a long time. The central bank is the fifth, having a central bank is the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto is 10 basic planks to destroy freedom. And, you know, one of the main ones is an income tax, and one of the second main one is the central bank. And so you just can't have it. But we don't have time to go into great detail on that. But if you read End the Fed by Ron Paul, you'll have a really good understanding of why, when you have a central bank manipulating the economy, manipulating interest rates, creating bubbles and busts for their own interests and the interests of the power elite in government, which they work hand in hand with, you do not have free markets. And it wasn't free markets that caused the meltdown last year. It wasn't free market that has destroyed our economy.
Exactly. I wrote a little paper about a month ago called Economic Immorality. That's on my website. It talks about capitalism versus this other junk we're seeing. Good little read.
Good. Well, that's good. Anything that we can get out there to explain to people why, and by the way, the show that follows mine, Free Market Radio, from Behind the Lines of Socialism. Michael McKay does that show. He's a very good friend of mine. He was one of 50 economists invited to Turkey last summer for an Austrian economic summit. No one explains why capitalism wasn't the cause of the meltdown better than Michael and the guests he has on his show. He's got a great one today, right after we're done, who's an economics professor from Rhodes College, Dr. Art Cardin. I highly recommend people stay tuned to Michael's show or listen to it online when you can. We got one more call here, Bob, before the next break. Ken in Texas.
Yeah, gentlemen,
was it? I know you're running for Congress. Get yourself a pickup truck, put a big sign in the back of it, and drive all over the area. You know, you got to use your own freedom of speech. Don't worry about the paper, because there's nothing you can do about it. Say.
Oh, yeah. No, we have ways to, you know, get around it. But
Put it in the back of a pickup truck and a big sign and drive all over the place and park out in front of the newspaper and stick it in their face, you know. You know, this is,
yeah,
you know,
good. Yeah.
Ron Paul now has 295 signers, okay? This is what it reminds me of. He's got a jet airplane with going 295 miles an hour, and you got Obama and his jet airplane going fast as he can to get to the same point as before he does. That's what it looks like. The more signers he gets, the louder Obama talks, and he gets on all the talk shows, so you don't pay attention to Ron Paul. And he was on last night on C-SPAN. Did you see that?
Ron Paul was?
Yeah, talking about the Fed, and had a Fed guy on. Did you see that last night?
No, I did not.
Well, look on C-SPAN. Maybe they'll rerun it. And it
well,
was
worth... I'm sure it's on YouTube. If anybody, yeah, everybody, yeah. Just thank you for telling us about that. Everyone should probably go to YouTube and just look on that. And I'm sure that C-SPAN interview with Ron Paul that was on last night will be on YouTube.
Hey, good luck, you guys.
Hey, thank you, Ken. And Ken, that was excellent. Thank you very much for that comment. And the sign. I remember here in town, you know, our county, Bob, here in Iowa, we won for Ron Paul. I think we were the only county in the country that had a clear-cut victory for Ron. We had 37% of the vote. Huckabee was second with, I think, 28%, and then it went down from there. But what we did is we had those signs, like he said, with like Ken said.
Mm-hmm.
We had in my pickup.
There were a lot of Ron Paul signs around the country, for sure,
oh my
even
God,
in our area.
We covered this county with signs, and that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get your people out there, grassroots campaign, I think he made a good point. Grassroots, you got to get the people that believe in you and support you.
Well,
to
exactly.
Get the signs up there.
It's going to be a grassroots campaign. My message goes to the people. I don't have the party insiders ringing my phone off the hook, encouraging me to run and offering to help, believe me. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But
yeah.
There's tremendous support out there when I speak. I mean, the events that I go to, I mean, there is tremendous support for the message, and, you know, that message has got to get out there.
Hey, listen, we had a couple issues that you really wanted to talk about. I think one of them was the animal identification system. You want to mention the significance of that?
Issue? Well, you know, about 4 years ago, I read the documents about the animal identification system and about how, you know, there was two documents, the 05 draft plan and the 05 technical supplement. And it described this program in detail, and I'd been hearing from big ag organizations and from politicians and my representative that, you know, nothing to worry about, not, you know, they just wanted food safety, you know. And when I read the documents, I was just absolutely horrified when I realized what they had constructed, the kind of program they'd put together. And I understand, because I've been in agriculture all my life, how it's just going to destroy agriculture. And you'll have to register your farm, you computer chip all your animals, 29 species, and then you report within 24 hours all kinds of events, you know, they're sold or they died or they're born or there's just, I mean, the paperwork, the cost, the intrusion, the constitutional violations are just massive. And there's been a real uprising, as many know now, around the country about this program, but it's really been a fight to get the details of the program out to the people. So that's what I've been involved in meetings around the state for the last several years. And
How's it going? Do you think you're winning?
No, we're not winning at all. And a lot of people don't realize the bill that passed the House, 2749, will make NACE mandatory. However, they don't call it NACE anymore. It's not the National Animal Identification System anymore. It's basically a food safety, food tracing, international standards is how they roll it in. So, you know, and the media just has not even covered that. Our representative, the lady I'm running against, she said at a farm visit the other day that I was at, she said, well, we really dodged the bullet with NACE in 2749 because it's not even in there. Well, it's not mentioned in there, you know, but all the components of NACE are in the bill. So nobody even knows it's in the bill that it's this far. So, no, it's breathing down our neck now. If it passes the Senate, it's over.
Well, it's the same thing they did with the Patriot Act. I mean, every single thing that's in the Patriot Act were things that had been defeated by both liberal and conservative civil rights groups, you know, like Know Your Customer and all that. But all that language from all those things that had been defeated soundly, every single one of those things was rolled into the Patriot Act and passed without the congressman reading them.
Yeah, yeah, and they slap them together like our congresswoman told us in West Plains, 300 people. They asked her if she read the Patriot Act. She said no. They slapped it down on my desk, said I had to pass it. We've got to stop the terrorists. I voted for it just because they told me that we had, they had to have it. End of story. You know, so that's, you know.
Right.
And I guarantee you, I won't pass anything that I haven't read.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, that's exactly what they do. And it's it's this sad thing, but we got to get people like you elected. That's the solution. We got our last break here. We got our last segment after this break. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited. We've got a really, really great candidate here for you today. It's been a joy and a pleasure to meet Bob Parker and have him on my show. Bob and his wife, Karen, were married when they were 19 years old. They have two daughters, right, and 4 granddaughters and a new grandson, Bo. Boy, I bet you were happy to see that grandson come along.
Finally.
Finally.
Oh, man. I bet Bo is the apple of your eye, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Oh, man. That is fantastic. Well, listen, you know, I will hope that the people on that are listening today will get the message out to everyone that they know. Send an email with your website on it, which is electbobparker.com, and suggest that they send whatever they can. Like I said before, whether it's 5 or 10 or 50 or 25 or whatever they can send to help you, because I know I ran for governor as a libertarian here in 2002, and you know, it broke me financially because I just couldn't raise enough money to do what I wanted to do. So what did I do? I spent my own money doing it. Mm-hmm. And, my wife and I it was the hardest time in our life because, you know, I couldn't stop and, you know, she understood, but also, ruined us financially. And I don't want to see that happen to you, but you got to get money. You got to get support if you're going to win. But, you know, this is a battle here. We're in a battle for our lives and our children's lives and our grandchildren's lives. And we got to support people like Bob, or we're going to be, you know, the Bob's, the Republican that's in Bob's district now voted for the bailouts. She voted for the Patriot Act. And let's mention that we just mentioned about how her excuse was that they told her that if they didn't, they weren't going to be able to fight the terrorists.
Yeah.
Here's a quote from von Hayek, and then I'm going to shut up and let you talk. Hayek is the one who wrote Road to Serfdom. This is a quote that I have of his in Common Sense Revisited. A claim for equality of material position can be met only by a government with totalitarian powers. And then further, emergencies have always been the pretext on which the safeguards of individual liberty have been eroded. Boy, if that doesn't say exactly what they've been doing. They use terrorism. They use swine flu. They use whatever they can, whatever emergency they can come up with, bailouts, you know, to do the bailouts, the crash, the stock market crash. They use whatever emergency they can to take away our liberty and increase their own power.
That's why it's so important that the people that we do elect to Congress are solid. Are firm. I mean, I've been in private enterprise all my life. I mean, all my life. You know, I've got a farm here. I've all paid for. I've been fiscally conservative with my finances. I've worked hard. You know, was in the dairy business for years. I mean, I have a record of out here in private enterprise working. I understand capitalism, and I've been successful in capitalism. It works. I mean, I'm not going to be easily swayed when there's an emergency that we need to just completely shed all the principles that I believe in and embrace some socialist pipe dream. We've got to have people that are solid enough that they won't do that. People that have actually been out there doing something and understand some of this stuff.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we have very, very few people in Congress right now that have had that background and that experience.
Exactly.
What we do have is people that are very interested in keeping government an activist government, and that's what we've got to change. We've got to support people like you.
We mentioned a little bit, Clyde, before the show about the Second Amendment, and I just wanted to just talk about that just a second. I am super strong on the Second Amendment. I mean, I believe it's just a fundamental God-given right that we have, that our Constitution's guaranteed. The personal right to keep and bear arms, and George Washington talked about how this is the teeth of liberty.
It's the backbone of our defense.
This is how we protect liberty, folks. We should always have our personal right to keep and bear arms and never give up our guns.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Please help everyone. electbobparker.com. Thank you so much for being on, Bob.
Thank you, Clyde. Awesome. Enjoyed it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
With recent international flight from the